Okay, Booker, tell everyone we are on page at the bottom of page 289, moving on to page 290. Almost finishing over here, Chelek Aleph. Zrat Hashem. So today we are going to get to a halacha. Unfortunately, that is something that might come up pretty often for some guys who are a little bit tired when they start the Shemoneh Esrei. Let's first get to the din in the Shulchan Aruch, which is a little less common. It says, if one skips one of the brachas, one of the middle brachas, or he makes a mistake in one of the brachas of them, tzayos, a mistake that would make him have to go back. You don't have to go back to all the way to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. You don't have to go back to the beginning of Atachone, the beginning of the Emtzayos. You go back to the bracha that you either skipped or the one that you made the mistake in. Then you go back, then you go and you continue from there. Okay, even though, let's say, you said Atachone, and you just had the next three brachas. Okay, you went on, and you said Rafaini, you said Baruch Aleinu. Then you realize you skipped Slach Lanu. Okay, you skipped Slach Lanu. You're going to have to go back to Slach Lanu, and you continue from there, even though you said those brachas again, because you had the order of the brachas of Shemoneh Esrei are Ma'akev. Anshe Knesset Gedolah set them up, and therefore you have to say Shemoneh Esrei in this correct order. Therefore, if you skip a bracha, you have to go back to that place, and you continue from there. What about is the more common probably case is, unfortunately, is you're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei and you suddenly realize you don't really know where you are in your Shemoneh Esrei. Okay? Which bracha am I up to? I have no idea. Okay? What do you do then? Okay? Which bracha do you go back to? Okay? So everyone's smiling because unfortunately that probably happens sometimes. So over here on page 289, sorry, 230, in the back of the krach, on the horrors of page 289, which is on page 305 in the back of the krach, in the Rasul Tal, the Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevin Sal brings down a Machlokas HaPoskim. Very interesting, he quote a Sefer that he doesn't ever, I think, quote a place in the Kilas Yaakov, the stipler, but over here we go. It sounds like this. Imasupat Beza Bracha Nimsa Biglal Choser Riku Zechadom. And someone does not know which bracha they're up there because they lacked concentration, they lost concentration in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, they may be dozed off in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, whatever it might be, what do you go back to? So he first quotes the Shita of the Chai Yodam. Lo yachzer lomar et ha-safek, el yanshich makush yodeh she'adayin lo amar. Usually, you have some type of idea, basically, where you might be in your Shemoneh Esrei. Okay? Let's say that you know you said Rifa'inu. Baruch Aleinu is already a safek. Okay? Baruch Aleinu is already a safek. So, says the Chai Adam, Lo yaser lomar et ha-safek, el yanshich mash yodeh lo amar. You don't even say the safek one. Okay, you're not even going to say Baruch Aleinu. You'll continue from the next bracha. Tekab shofar. You're going to start from Tekab shofar, because l'chora, the svara of the Chai Adam, is safek bracha zaka. Since, I know I said Rafeinu, Baruch Aleinu was a safek, safek bracha zaka on Baruch Aleinu. I'll continue from Tekab shofar. Okay? That's the Shita of the Chai Adam. He says, Vayin Shah, Shakilas Yankiv Cholek Vesover Shiachzer Lomar Gamet HaSafek. He says, the Kilas Yaakov says that you go back and you say also the Safek. I mean, you'll start from Baruch Aleinu and then you'll consider to continue to Kab Shofar. Obviously not Rafa'inu. You know you said Rafa'inu. So that's the Halacha. Machlokas is, do you go back and even say the ones that you're Mesupak about? And only don't say what you know you said, or you even go back and say the brachas that you're masopuk. What's the svara then? If we say normally say safek brachas lahakel, that you don't go back and say a brach. Why over here we can? So l'chora the svara is very pashut. Is over here we just said that the order of the Shemoneh Esrei is ma'akev, and therefore if you don't say one of the brachas in Shemoneh Esrei, you can't really continue because then you're just saying a lot of bracha levatalas. Who says I can continue saying my Shemoneh Esrei? Therefore, over here, the din is different because you don't just look at this bracha. You have to look at all the coming brachas. You'll cause those all to be suffix brachas also because I don't know if I'm allowed to say them anymore. Therefore, they would hold that you go back and even say the bracha that you are mesopik bedavar. Many achronim also paskin like the Kilos Yaakov, halacha lemaisa. Lemaisa asked Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevin Sal, he brings down 2 days, he doesn't tell us how to machria. And that's how he holds. Sometimes he says, who am I to machria between the Chai Adam and the stipler? Kilos Yaakov, and therefore, Rav Nevin Sal did not want to be machria beinehem. Did not want to be machria beinehem. Okay, lemaisa. If you look in Pisei Tshuva Sikot and Hey, he brings down this machlokas also, and he also is not machria. But he does bring that rov achronim do paskin, like the Kilas Yaakov, including Mechaznish. Mechaznish paskins like him. Many other poskin paskin like him. I also saw in the Halacha Brura who also paskin like the Shita Halacha Lamaisa. Okay, I can't know Machri also, but at the end of the day, no, the Rov HaChronim paskin that you go back and say also the one that you are Mesupak B'Davar. That's what's going to be if someone loses concentration in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. This should never happen to us. If it does happen to us, now we know what the din is, what to do in this case, where I'm not on. If your mamish is like a loss, and your mamish, you have no idea. You still, the thing about which brachas that you, I know he said. I know it's not the first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei at least. Okay, hopefully that. So you continue for the second bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, whatever it may be, even if in, you know you've been dominating. But at the end of the day, if you don't know which bracha you're up to, then you're going to go back to the last one that you know you said and continue from the next bracha and onwards. Okay, so that's the halacha that comes out over here. If someone skips a bracha, it's always in the bracha, that's Sif Dalid. The Sif Gimel. Sif Dalid says the Mechaber over here. Shliach Tzibur Sheshachav Lo Amar Aneinu. The Shliach Tzibur, we all know, says Aneinu, its own bracha, right after the bracha, right after the Geula, right? The Shliach Tzibur Sheshachav Lo Amar Aneinu, Lo Yasser Afilu Yim Adayin Lo Gomar Rak Refeinu. Okay, even if he just finishes the bracha of Rifainu, he is not allowed to go back anymore. That's the next bracha that we say after when you're supposed to stick in Anenu. Okay, so even if he just said Rifainu, then you're not allowed to go back anymore. Imchazar, if he would go back, bracha levatali. If he would go back, that would be a bracha levatali. So the chazan skips Anenu. If he remembers right away before he ends the next bracha, so he could still stick in Anenu. But if he's already said, as the Mishnah Berurah points out, in Sikaton Zayin, all he has to say is Baruch Ata Hashem of the bracha of Rifainu, like he says over here, wrote Salomar Shasim Berchas Rifainu, Biamar Baruch Ata Hashem. At that point, he no longer says Anenu at this point. Oh, why don't you say, like we said before many times, say Lamdeni Chukecha, and then he could go back. Because over here it's different, Lechora. Lechora over there is different. Over here, Anenu, you have another chance. You could say it in Shmakaleno. And if you don't say it in Shmakaleno, it does not ruin your Shemoneh Esrei. You're not going to go back. And therefore, we're not going to say Lamdeni Chukecha. You just finish off the bracha. And that is that. So what do you do? What does the Chazan do if he forgets it? Over there, so the Ramah adds in over Eli Yomer Anenu B'Shomeat Tfilah Ki Yachid. He should say it in Anenu in Shomeat Tfilah. Just like a yachid. So therefore, for sure, for Ashkenazim, the Chazan forgets a neinu on a fast day at the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei. What does he do? He puts it in Shmakaleinu like everyone else does right before Kiyata. He puts the neinu over there. What about for Svardim? Okay, so it's not clear over here because it sounds like over here the Ramah is not necessarily arguing. Why not? Because he does not say V'yesh Omrim. Usually he'll say Yesh Omrim if he's arguing. However, this is a major machlokus in the post, exactly what the shita of the Mechaber would be. I did hear from Roberto what he wanted in the Taina, that this is the Machlokas, and therefore Svardim would not go back. Avacha Brura, in Chelek Vav over there in the end, he's got a long, very long tshuva about it. He brings out a major Machlokas of what Svardim do. The Maisi, he paskins, let the Svardim should follow the Ramah over here, and also the Svardim should go ahead and say it in Shomeat Tfilah. Also, like the Pashtus of the Ramah over here, which it seems like he's just explaining the Mechaber, not arguing, and therefore also the Svardim are allowed to say it in Shema Kolein. So that is Simen Kuf Yud Tes. Moving on to one of the shorter Simonim. In Chelek Aleph, Simen Kuf Chaf, the Bracha of Ritzeh. Shirei Loma Ritzeh Bechol Tfilah. So the Torah over here, just understand, you're not going to understand this Mechaber, why you wouldn't say this. The Torah brings out a machlokas. Do we say Ritzeh in all tefillahs? Some say you're not going to say Ritzeh in all tefillahs. Only in tefillahs that it's right to say Birkas Kohanim. Only in tefillahs you're going to say Birkas Kohanim. Those tefillahs you're going to say Ritzeh. Okay? In other tefillahs, you don't say Birkas Kohanim, you don't say Ritzeh. L'maisa, we do not paskin like that shita. But that's what the Mechaber has to tell us. Not like that shita. That's the psak over here in the Mechaber. Omrim Ritzeh b'kol ha-tefillahs. Udilo ka'otam shenoagim shelo la'amra b'mincha. Not like those who are knowing not to say it in Mincha. There's no Birkas Kohanim. Rather, we say Ritzeh in all of the tefillahs. Okay, so that is the Mechaber over here in Ritzeh. There is a couple things over here, very important, Halacha L'maisa mainly, is there's a three-way machlokas over here of part of Ritzeh. What do we say in Ritzeh? The nusach that we have is the following. Ritzeh Hashem Elokeinu Melech Yisrael v'tfilatam. Okay, Shem should find favor in the tefillahs of Amcha Yisrael. Okay, and he should return the vote of the Beis Hamikdash to Dvir, which is the Beis Hamikdash, his house. Okay, then there's this problem with this Ve'ishe Yisrael. What is Ishe Yisrael? Okay, if you want to know, the fire offerings of Israel and their prayer accepted with love and faith. Okay, what is this Ishe Yisrael? So there's three days over here in the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkatan Aleph. Okay, there's only one Sivkatan over here, but it's on the next page, two lines in. He says, Katavator, Amasha Anu Omrim Ve'ishe Yisrael U'tfilatam. What's this Ishe Yisrael? The offerings and the tefillos. What is this? So says the tour. Bavo pishenata avoda. Even though nowadays there is no avoda, guys, we're saying v'ishay Yisrael tefillah tam yavat kevav v'ratzoni v'ratzon tamid v'Yisrael amech. We're saying accept our karbanos and our tefillas. What karban? We're not offering up karbanos right now. So how do we say offer karban? So he says the tour. The first answer is bavo pishenata avoda midpalim ala tefillah shiva makom karban. We're davening about our tefillah, which you know. Tefillah is the makom korban. Okay, so the Ishei Yisrael tefillah tam is basically the same idea. Their tefillahs are makom korbanos and our tefillahs themselves. Shetiskabel v'ratzon lifnei Hashem Yisparach. That's one opinion over here. What Ishei Yisrael, it's really tefillah, our tefillahs, the makom korbanos. Ube medrash yesh, there's a very interesting medrash that also answers this question. It's also brought down in Meseches Chagiga Yudbeiz Amabeiz, and you look in Tosos, Minachos, Kufyud Amalaf, Divrasa Michal, he brings down these different perushim that Tosos brings down, these perushim that the Mishnah Berurah is bringing over. What does the Medrash say? He says, "Mumedrash yesh, Michael Sarah Godel, Michael the Malach Michael, the Sarah Godel, Makriv Nishmoson Shal Tzadikim Al Mizbeach Shal Malach." Up in Shemaim, he's ki'ilu being Makriv the Nishamas of the Tzadikim that should be offered like a korban in front of Hashem every day. So when we say Ishe Yisrael Tfilatam, the Ishe Yisrael is these korbanos of the neshamos of the tzaddikim. The Michal HaMelech is offering in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Whatever that means, obviously that has a lot of deep meaning. That's the Ishe Yisrael Tfilatam. That's the second opinion. And then we get to the third opinion. The third opinion says like this. Okay, he says just before that, about that tiknu, the Ishe Yisrael, according to the second opinion, Ishe Yisrael, it's not a Rotzalomar and Shei Yisrael, it's the and Onoshim of Yisrael. The Yesh Mefarshim Amashim Melamalo Mimenu. And some Mefarshim say, no, Ishe Yisrael is really going back, Vashavas Ha'udali Dvir Beisecha of Ishe Yisrael. It's going on the previous sentence, meaning to return the Avoda to the Beis HaMikdash, the Ishe Yisrael and the Korbanos of Klal Yisrael. Okay, and then utfilas sami about to kabel ratzon, and in our tefillas that should be to be accepted the ratzon. So the third opinion says it's not v'ishe Yisrael utfilatam. Okay, rather ishe Yisrael is going back, bring back the Beis HaMikdash ishe Yisrael and its korbanos. Okay, so what's the nafkamina between these three opinions? Is it either the tefillah the makom korbanos, the neshamas of the tzaddikim that are offered up on the mizbeach, or the third opinion is it the going back on their previous pasuk, the karbanos that we bring in the Beis HaMikdash? So first, how do we pass in Allah? Ma'isa, the Mishnah Berurah says, "V'ayim b'tazik kato japer shayim soyim muvchar mikulam." The Taz likes the Medrash, the neshamas of the tzaddikim. Aval agro kato sheker keber shayim achron. So we have a three-way machlok. There's a tour. He fell. Obviously, the main opinion was the first opinion, but that's the one he brings down. That it's the field of makom karbanos. The Taz paskins Allah Ma'isa brought down over here like the middle sheet. And the Gra Paskin, the Iker, is like the Perush Acharon. First of all, what is the Nafgamina? Besides for knowing what you're saying in Davening, but there's a very practical Nafgamina. It is how you say the Tefillah. According to the first two opinions, you say it like it's punctuated in your local art scroll center. Ritzei Hashem Elokeinu Amcha Yisrael v'tefillatam, v'yashev et ha'avoda lidvir b'secha, period. And be Ishei Yisrael, Utfilatam Yavat Hegebel Ratzon. Because Ishei Yisrael goes with the Tefillah. Okay, it's on the next Pasuk. But according to the third sheet of the Gra Paskin's like, how do you punctuate this Pasuk? It goes with, Say Hashem Lakinam Achai Yisrael V'yotzalatam, V'ashevet Avodah Lidvir Beisecha V'Ishei Yisrael, period. Ishei Yisrael is part of the previous sentence. And therefore the period goes after Ishei Yisrael. And then, Utfilatam Yavat Hegebel Ratzon. And our Tefillahs, they should be accepted favorably. Okay, so that's where to put the period. Is the period after Ishe Yisrael, or is it before Ishe Yisrael? That's the nafkamina once again. either way is going to be fine. You can follow either those who follow normally the shita of the Gra. Should follow the shita of the Gra over here, and then punctuate that following that put the period after Ishe Yisrael. Or to other people, the Arch Sitter has, like most Americans have been saying for generations, probably, is they put the period before Ishe Yisrael, because they put it with that, like the first two opinions over here in the Shulchan Aruch. Adkan for today.